Gentle waves roll over the white sand of Mangrove Beach in West Thornvale. The sun is burning on the horizon, casting a scarlet glow over two figures walking barefoot down the beach. A pleasant sea breeze, smelling ever so slightly of salt, washes over them, tousling the girls' perfectly curled blonde hair. The two are holding hands and staring into each other's eyes, oblivious to the rest of the world. Richard Walsh looks away from his girlfriend and out over the water. His free hand fumbles with something in his pocket. He stops walking and takes both of Gina Douglas's hands in his. If she notices that his hands are uncommonly damp, she doesn't mention it. Richard looks into her big blue eyes and clears his throat. Gina, he begins. You mean the world to me. You know that, right? She smiles back at him with white teeth. The man continues. We've known each other a long time. Since we were kids, in fact. And you know what? I feel like I've loved you my whole life. He lets go of one of her hands and reaches into his pocket. He pulls out a small box covered in purple satin. Gina's eyes begin to fill as Richard drops to one knee, still holding her one hand. I believe that I will love you for the rest of my life as well. Gina starts sobbing in earnest now, tears making her mascara run down the side of her cherubic face. I love you too, she gasps through her sobs. Richard swallows hard, trying to dislodge a lump in his own throat. And that's why, Gina Marie Douglas, I want to ask you to go through the rest of your life with me. A tear runs down his own cheek as he lifts up the box and the diamond and sapphire ring inside of it. And he asks, will you marry me? Gina wipes aside one of her many tears. When she pulls her hand away, something catches her eye. Something behind Richard. Her eyes go wide in terror and she screams. Gina lets go of Richard's hand and runs back the way they came as fast as she can. Richard freezes, his hand still holding up the ring, his face still looking hopeful as he watches his girlfriend of 3 years run away screaming after he asked her to marry him. He deflates, closing the ring box and hanging his head. It's then that the smell of something different on the breeze hits him. It's not the salty smell that had been pervading the beach before. Now it's something foul. He thinks at first maybe a dead fish somewhere, but the smell seems wrong for that. And then he sees it, the thing that Gina saw a few seconds before over his shoulder. It is unmistakably a severed, heavily tattooed human arm. The tide pushes it farther onto the sand as Richard stands frozen. At the same time, he feels something brush up against his foot, carried by the waves. He looks down to see a bald human head bump against his ankle. The next wave turns the head over and an empty eye socket stares up at Richard. Finally, he breaks. He screams, falls backwards onto the sand, and then stumbles to his feet and runs the way Gina went. A few seconds later, a tall man with red hair steps into view. His eyes watch the couple run away from behind mirrored sunglasses. He looks down at the severed arm on the beach and smiles.